Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when you disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Seventh of the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Pete Sepp. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Pete's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group working for lower, fairer taxes, less wasteful government spending, and accountability at all levels, not just federal, state, and local, but international. We have a lot of allies across the world.
All right, so check them out, folks, and you know I've been telling you about them for a long time. I know this organization. They are pure, and they do good work, and they're good for small business, so I encourage you to support them. Hey, Pete, I want to get to two or three things real quick. I want to get to the 401k flexibility thing, but first, I want you to tell us about your new Taxpayer Defense Center.
This is a new litigation arm of National Taxpayers Union and NTU Foundation. You know, there are a lot of public interest law firms out there that work solely on policy cases of a precedential value. You name it, religious rights or licensure laws that they want to tear down to allow businesses to function more efficiently and effectively. This Taxpayer Defense Center is going to focus solely on tax issues. And I can tell you that when it comes to the Internal Revenue Service and state taxing authorities, small businesses are always the ones under the tip of the spear. So we're going to be doing a lot of litigation that will be helping small businesses with tax problems, not on a necessarily as a legal aid clinic, but wherever there is precedential value in cases that can help thousands of small businesses, not just the one that might be at stake in a certain case.
Right. So you guys are going to add some muscle to your advocacy here.
Yeah, we absolutely are. We've brought on a fellow named Joe Bishop Henchman. He used to be the executive director of Tax Foundation, a very powerful think tank here in Washington, D.C. He's a very skilled attorney, and he's going to head up a legal team that's going to be looking for cases around the country. And again, many of them are going to be small businesses where we think we can make a difference for taxpayers and establish precedents that will limit the reach of taxing authorities to proper constitutional bounds.
Right. Well, good for you. I'm glad to see that. And we'll be looking forward to hearing about how that new direction rolls out for you guys, and bring us some success stories. Next time you come, bring us some of your members, some of the people who've reached out to you, and how this new center and this new leader has helped them. I want to move over to another report you put out about more flexibility in the 401k portfolio. The Department of Labor, you said, has made that happen. What does that mean?
Yes, they've issued basically what's called a policy letter, an information letter. And what they're going to do, according to the Department of Labor, is they're going to allow defined contribution retirement plans to invest, if they care to, in private equity. Now, this was only available prior to this point to defined benefit pension funds. And so what this means is that small businesses will have access, if they care to afford themselves that access, the very professionalized investment advice for their retirement plans that previously was only available to primarily larger businesses because, you know, let's face it, small businesses generally do define contribution plans in this day and age rather than traditional pensions. So this is good news for small businesses. It expands the investment options that are available out there. And for those who have employees or I-401ks, this is fantastic development. It means that there's going to be a lot more flexibility. And these days, you sure do need that kind of flexibility with such volatile markets. for your 401k plan. You need that access to all the advice you can possibly get out there.
Mm-hmm. Peter, I've only got 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds. Can you answer this question? Will there be another PPP type of round of help, relief help coming from the government in the next 6 months?
Oh, yes. I definitely think there will be a combination of loans, aid, and tax relief. We've got a lot of problems to solve, like transitioning off these unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I know that great entities like community banks out there are going to
Absolutely.
Help us and help lead the way.
They're the heroes. Hey, Pete, good job today. Well done. Come back soon. Keep us posted on all the new things that are going on. I know I can count on you. NTU.org, folks. That's a website I've been telling you about, and an organization I've been encouraging you to be part of for a long time. Pete Sepp will come back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.